This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Blue skies all around me, nothing but blue skies is what I see. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Glad you are here. Glad you're here. I got to tell you, nothing but good news. I know what you're thinking. I know what you believe in. And I refuse to let you go. We are feasting right now. Adam Schiff is running around like a chicken with his head cut off. Nancy Pelosi doesn't know how to respond because she's in a rock and a hard place. They got to defend the indefensible. Man, it's ugly out there for them. Ugly. They got a whistleblower who's giving them third. I don't even know. Here's what I can tell you. No first level information has come from the so-called whistleblower. The more they dig into that, the more they find out that dude, he or she, is a clown, an anti-Trump clown, who has been effectively at the work of the deep state, people like John Brennan and others who are still trying to preserve their hides. You're out there worrying. Send me notes. Kevin, what do you think this impeachment thing? What do I think about impeachment? The same thing I thought about it a year ago, 2 years ago, since Donald Trump is elected. Donald Trump is a winner. You, apparently, if you're worried, you don't understand what it's like to be a winner. See, I do. I was on the only undefeated high school football team in my high school's history. Now, you may say, big deal. It is a big deal. One of my friends, well, he's an acquaintance, went to school with him. He sought me out. I was the only signature he needed to sign that last little, the picture we had of the entire team. And he sought me out for 5 years post-graduation, maybe longer, 10 years post-graduation, to get me to sign that picture. Now, we've sent guys, that team sent guys to the NFL. We sent a lot of players to play in college, and I could go on. We were an amazing team. But you know what? Everything leading up to that, the reason why that was an amazing team, it was full of people who knew how to win. Kids who played at the highest level in their high schools and whatever else. And we all came together and we had a winner's mentality. We didn't know how to lose. We didn't have a game that was close enough to even scare us. We defeated the top schools in the state of Texas. Football. Pay attention. Football. We defeated them. Because we didn't know how to lose. And let me tell you something. I have that attitude. I don't know if you noticed. I don't know how to lose. I only know how to look at the objective and achieve it. And Donald Trump is the same way. You can't have a loser's mentality when you're building a 50-story building. Oh, it's leaning. No, it's got to be built to the letter of the law, architectural standards. It's got to withstand high winds, all kinds of elements that people don't even give 2 seconds of thought to. That's what Donald Trump has to build, and he's built. And for him, building that building is easier than running the presidency. The only thing that makes it difficult is what the left does, all the shenanigans they pull. But let me tell you something, folks. You need not worry. You're watching all this scrambling. All this scrambling is a symptom of the problem of the Democrats. They have massive problems. They are putting Band-Aid on bullet holes. And it ain't just one, and it's not a flesh wound. They are putting Band-Aids on mortal wounds. I'm talking about they're bleeding out. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Bleeding out. Stuff. So much is going on, it's crazy. Let me tell you. Barr's about to drop the hammer on him. Here's a story. An investigative journalist behind much of the original Watergate scandal reportedly dropped a bombshell about A.G. Barr's rumored effort to expose the deep state. Carl Bernstein, who earned his fame by uncovering the massive scandal involving a break-in at Watergate and the ensuing cover-up revealed in this CNN interview. what Barr is preparing to do. And here's what he said. You know Woodward and Bernstein. Neither one of these guys is a right-leaner. In fact, they can't stand us. They can't stand that we're right. But see, when it comes back, when it comes down to principle and they finally figure out this is not about politics, you know what these suckers end up doing? You know what? Barr's about to get out of the deep state. He says Barr is trying to deliver, and I have this, as do other reporters from other sources, to deliver evidence that perhaps this has all been a deep state conspiracy like Trump alleges. The recent whistleblower complaint, like the fault-written Steele dossier before it, has been accused of being nothing more than part of the left's establishment plot to depose President Trump. While it appears Bernstein is no fan of Trump, it's likely that the veteran journalist has trustworthy sources. Carl, are you listening, brother? Art, are you listening? When you guys send me these notes, what do you think? What do you think? I think what common sense tells me, and I'm verifying it with the stuff that these people are talking about. But the fact is, I don't even need Bernstein to tell me this. I know exactly what's happening with the deep state. It is being exposed. Whistleblower is... you haven't heard about the Steele dossier in a while, right? You think it's gone away? Do you think John Durham is not doing his job? Do you think A.G. Barr doesn't understand what's happening here? Why do you think Donald Trump got rid of Sessions and got rid of Rosenstein and others and put people in place who are looking for the truth? Donald Trump does not fear the truth, but you know who does? Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, Nancy Pelosi, and many others. So they stir it up. Well, keep stirring it up. You're just delaying the execution. That's what's going on. Byron York talks about it. He says the impeachment mania has gone from 0 to 60 in record time in Washington. Little more than a week ago, President Trump seemed to have beaten back Democrat efforts to use the Trump-Russia affair to remove him from office. Now he faces ferocious Democrat efforts to use Trump-Ukraine affair to remove him from office. But facts matter, even in an impeachment frenzy. And what's remarkable is how quickly the House jumped on the impeachment train before knowing some of the basic facts of the Ukraine matter. Nancy Pelosi announced an impeachment inquiry before the rough transcript of Trump's July 25th phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was even released, and also before the intelligence community's whistleblower complaint. The document that sparked the entire controversy was given to the Congress or to the public. When these documents came out, of course, both sides claimed support for their case. Now there is much more to be learned, issues to be resolved as Democrats go forward with their drive to bring Trump down, and any features 8 keys to the future fight. The cover-up, he says, and the super secret filing system is where he begins. So we're going to start there when we come back. Thanks for listening. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I'm talking about Byron York's article about these 8 principles that we're going to have to look for in this Ukraine situation. He says the first is the cover-up in a super secret filing system. This is a cover-up, Pelosi declared. Speaker, based on a charge on information that the White House quickly provided, has been quickly provided by the White House, the record of the Trump-Zelensky call, the whistleblower complaint, a Justice Department opinion, and a related correspondence. The Democrats nevertheless maintain that the administration was engaged in a cover-up of what had happened. The charge quickly echoed in the press. New York Times ran a giant headline. Complaint asserts a White House cover-up. Post ran a giant headline. Trump, GOP hit back as cover-up is alleged. Wall Street Journal ran a giant headline. Whistleblower alleges cover-up. The main basis for the cover-up is the charge as a whistleblower's contention that the White House took extraordinary steps to restrict access to records of the Trump-Zelensky call. White House officials told me they were directed by White House lawyers to to remove the electronic transcript from the computer in which the transcripts are typically stored for coordination, finalization, distribution, blah, 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 the whistleblower wrote. Instead, the transcript was loaded into a separate electronic system that is otherwise used to store and handle classified information of an especially sensitive nature. One White House official described this act as an abuse of the electronic system because a call did not contain anything remotely sensitive from a national security perspective. In response, the White House said that National Security Council lawyers directed that the classified document be handled appropriately. Appropriately will be critical to the issue, since it is well known that the Trump White House instituted tight restrictions on the distribution of presidential call transcripts after two incidents in 2017 in which transcripts of two Trump conversations, one with the Prime Minister of Australia, the other with the President of Mexico, were leaked to the press. So let me just summarize here. The president is being spied on by NSA and other Obama operatives, and they're leaking his information to the press. So he says, my presidential conversations are now going to be considered national security, moves them to a secure phone system or secure system where they keep sensitive documents. When they brought it up, he says, you know what? It wasn't sensitive. I mean, even though we're moving my conversations there for obvious reasons, release the transcript. That's what this is all about. That's what Byron York is talking about. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Now, I want you to reconcile that the left wants us to believe that Donald Trump is hiding information. He doesn't want this to come out. Whistleblower, they're using all kinds of dog whistle terms. And here's Donald Trump saying, here's a transcript. But you moved it to a private server. So what? Here's the transcript. Here's what it means. Oh, and in case you weren't sure of it, Zelensky, who says the same thing, he was willing to submit his. Yeah. Oh, and if you don't need more, here's the affidavit from the guy who was fired from Biden, by Biden, that based on the threats that he made, and he says, I got fired, and he swore it under oath. Here's a whole lot more. What else do you need? How you like me now? See, I love this. So, Byron York is merely pointing out some of the inconsistencies that the left are going to face, and there's more. Says, an additional question is what kind of documents were stored in each system? If, in fact, the dual system described by the whistleblower exists, were routine presidential communications kept in a more open system, while super secret presidential communications were kept somewhere else? What specific documents were in each? Would a record of the Trump-Zelensky talk be out of place in a super secret system, absent a White House desire to cover up what Trump said, or was it normal for a presidential conversation with another head of state to be there? At the moment, there's no clear answers. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the answers are. Donald Trump released the documents because he said it wasn't a matter of national security, and there's no there, as people like to say. Now he goes on, number two, what was said? Before the president released the contents of the conversation, government officials and commentator alike referred to it as a transcript. But it was not a transcript. It was a memorandum of a conversation compiled from notes taken by the National Security Council staff who listened to the call as it happened. The memorandum presented Trump's and Zelensky's words as if it were a transcript. But with that note, it was not actual verbatim record of what took place. Then the press would begin to refer to it as a rough transcript. Some question whether Trump doctored the document. Given what we know about how Trump pressures and manipulates civil servants to toe the line, I'm not quite sure we can trust the transcript, said or tweeted MSNBC's Chris Hayes. Others echoed that suspicion. But if Democrats go forward with impeachment, both sides will want to know more about what the two presidents actually said. That can mean looking for an audio recording. If it does not appear there is one, at least on the U.S. side, and after reviewing the raw notes of the White House, perhaps staffers who listened in, says the idea would be both to get a complete version of what was said. Well, let me tell you, complete version and non-complete version. Donald Trump can say what he wants. He's trying, based on the raw notes, if you will, the rough notes here, he's saying to Zelensky, stop meddling. Tell us what happened, because we want to get to the bottom of this as anybody else would, and we spent $40 million to do it. So help us out. And, oh, by the way, you might look into this situation with Crooked Joe and his son, the cokehead, while you're at it. Nothing wrong with that. Conversation that probably anybody would have said. If I were trying to dispel the idea of white privilege, I'd be looking into Hunter the Crackhead's deal. and his daddy's help? Certainly. Democrats got a lot of problems ahead. A lot of problems. I'm not going to go through all of these, by the way, because, you know, I don't think they're that relevant. But one of them that I find interesting is the Democrats have tried this before, and of course it worked with Jeff Sessions, who was just such a weak-kneed little sissy. But they want Barr to recuse himself. And here's what he writes. Democrats have already begun demanding that A.G. Barr recuse himself from the Ukraine affair. From a Democratic perspective, that was, after all, a very effective move with Attorney General Jeff Sessions in the Russia matter. Now, House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler, among others, says that because of a whistleblower complaint, the president himself in a phone call mentioned Barr's name, then the Attorney General should recuse. The president dragged the Attorney General into this mess, Nadler tweeted on Wednesday. At a minimum, A.G. Barr must recuse himself until we get to the bottom of this matter. The president went ballistic, stayed that way. When Sessions recused himself, he went on to talk about that. Anyway, he says, here, Justice Department's spokesman released a statement saying Barr has no role in the affair. The Attorney General was first notified of the president's conversation with Zelensky several weeks after the call took place, when the Justice Department learned of a potential referral. The president has not spoken with AG about having Ukraine investigate anything related to Biden or his son. He's not asked AG to contact Ukraine on this or any other matter. The AG has not communicated with Ukraine on this or any other matter, nor has the AG discussed the matter or anything related to Ukraine with Rudy Giuliani. Short version appears to be, sorry, Nadler, there's no way in heck the Attorney General will recuse himself. And I hope that stays the case, because these bully tactics by the left need to end, and I'll be honest with you, I'm waiting to see us to start bullying. I'm ready for us to bully. I'm talking about bully with the truth. I'm not talking about be a bully in the sense of the left. I'm saying bully with the truth. Let's see it. And the first part of it will be for A.G. Barr to laugh, because he's a jovial guy, and say, oh, you must be kidding if you think I'm recusing. I'm going to play this thing out. Short break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An Army general is now officially the highest-ranking military officer. Mark Milley was sworn in on Monday morning as the 20th chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. During the ceremony in Virginia, the president says, "You're my friend, you're my advisor, and you deserve this position." The GM strike is in its 15th day. Some 40,000 auto workers are continuing to picket at GM facilities nationwide.
We all got families. You know, we're making a sacrifice. Sometimes it takes a while. It's
not going to happen in a hurry because they're going after some big stuff.
Those UAW workers picketing outside a GM plant in Warren, Michigan. GM and the United Auto Workers Union will be at the bargaining table in Detroit on Monday. And New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer is once again calling on Congress and the White House to pass legislation on a universal background check. Schumer is renewing his call the day after the president met with the NRA. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What do you think of it, Senator?
I think they've boxed themselves in. Just think about this. Before the transcript came out, they had already started the impeachment inquiry, which means that the evidence does not matter. I think perhaps the most important statement made was made by Congressman Al Green when he said that if we don't impeach, we're afraid he might win. And the third thing I'm thinking about is Adam Schiff, in the middle of a committee hearing, making crap up. Instead of referring to the transcript, he literally made from whole cloth something that did not appear in the transcript. I've read it a few times, and after I listened to him at the hearing, I went back to make sure I didn't miss anything. I didn't miss anything.
No, it
was a setup. It's what that was Senator Tim Scott. I've got a meeting with Senator Tim Scott. Sometime here in the very near future, talking about the state of education and a host of other things. So, just letting you guys know, we're politically relevant around here, making waves. But I'm on this story with Byron York. He's identified these things that he says are going to be interesting coming up in this so-called impeachment battle, the setup, the Ukraine gambit. He says, Pelosi made an address to the nation on the Ukraine matter. Today I'm announcing the House of Representatives is moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry, adding that she had directed six House committees that go forward with investigations under the umbrella of the just-announced inquiry. Nowhere in her remarks was any indication that she would have the House vote to begin a formal inquiry. That was a break from past presidential impeachments. And he goes on to say, on October 9th of 1998, House voted 258 to 176 to begin a broad, open-ended impeachment inquiry. In the words of a New York Times headline, the vote forced lawmakers to make a decision, even though it was only to start the inquiry, not to approve any particular articles of impeachment. Now there's been no vote. That might become a problem in coming days when the House seeks to enforce subpoenas in the impeachment investigation. If lawmakers seek to get a grand jury, to get grand jury information, or to pierce executive privilege, they will be in a stronger position if they are conducting what the court recognizes as a judicial proceeding. In this case, an impeachment inquiry. But it's not clear whether judges will recognize Pelosi's because I say so inquiry as having the same standing as an inquiry voted by the entire House. Now, I've already said to you guys, Pelosi, as dumb as she is, An even dumber move would be for her to vote in the House and say, we want to impeach the president, because she may just get embarrassed. She may find out that she doesn't have as strong of a House caucus on that as she thinks. Sure, there's going to be a bunch of them that just go with the party line, but there are a lot of people who understand they got votes that they're coming to in their districts. And President Trump is probably a little more popular than they think, than they want to let on. That could expose a lot of things that the Democrats currently want to keep secret, like their poll numbers are a joke because they can't beat Donald Trump. They don't have a candidate that can beat Donald Trump. The Democrats are relying on one thing to defeat Donald Trump. That is Donald Trump. They need Trump's economy to fail, period. If that doesn't happen, they stand no chance. If the Democrats could torpedo your 401k, could make you lose your job, could increase the misery index exponentially, they would do it in a heartbeat to get rid of Donald Trump. They would sacrifice you at the altar of humanity in a split second in order to get rid of Donald Trump. And sadly for them, none of it's going to happen. So you're not going to see a vote for a true vote for impeachment. They also know it goes nowhere in the Senate. So what they're trying to do now is they want to see if they can put enough pressure on McConnell to where he will finally go, okay, we can just go ahead and take a vote in the Senate about whether or not to impeach the president. It isn't going to happen. If Donald Trump has done nothing, he has certainly strengthened the solidarity of the Republican Party. If he's done nothing else, he's done that. Lindsey Graham. At this stage of the game, if McCain was alive, he might be in the Trump camp by this point. Romney, you know, who's become the equivalent of John McCain or worse, he, as far as I'm concerned, he's a Democrat. But I'm going to tell you something. He's in trouble politically. The Republicans that are supporting Donald Trump are the ones who are winning and will continue to win. He goes on to talk about Ukraine. This is Byron York. It says, Pelosi is said to favor a narrowly focused impeachment based entirely on the Ukraine matter. That would certainly be easier for the House to do quickly, plus it would emphasize that the issue has united the vast majority of House Democrats in favor of impeachment. Problem is, it would ignore the other issues, Russia, emollients, campaign finance, that the Democrats have highlighted in recent months and years. Indeed, Pelosi has authorized six committees to go forward with inquiries, even though they're not all looking into Ukraine. So there's a question of whether these committee chairs will be happy to see their impeachment work end up on the cutting room floor. I think there's a bigger issue than that. I wrote about it, and here's what the bigger issue is about this. Biden is guilty of sin. So what Pelosi wants to do is rally the troops around the impeachment of Donald Trump, because theoretically, he asked the Ukrainian president to look into the Biden issue. Okay? So Pelosi wants America to believe that Biden is indeed, has done nothing wrong, and Trump is just vindictive and doesn't want to face Biden. Let me tell you something. It isn't going to play. The bigger issue that the left has is that Biden is guilty of sin. We all know it. And Biden has essentially said it. I mean, it's on video what he said. Now, whether or not he gets indicted, put in jail, or whatever, in the court of public opinion, Pelosi can't win this. I'm talking as a strategist, folks. I'm not talking as Kevin Jackson, conservative pragmatist, Republican, because they freed the slaves. None of it. I'm telling you from a pragmatic point of view. You want to protect the dude who, on the surface, and quite frankly, digging deeper than the surface, it pretty much is clear that Biden stopped an investigation into a company where his son had interest. And to what degree? Doesn't even matter. The optics on this are horrible. Biden's crackhead, kicked out of the military, crack paraphernalia having son, who had fake credentials in his car when stopped by the police, who can't get through rehab, who knows nothing about oil and gas, was put on the board. I said it 1,000 times, but it just deserves repeating. Was put on the board of Burisma Holdings, an oil and gas company out of Ukraine, and he got $50,000 a month to be there. Why? Because Ukraine is sympathetic to crackheads? Explain it to me. How well do you think you can defend this? It isn't even Biden's daughter, where you could say, well, women are oppressed and all this. This is a white dude who's a crackhead, and Joe Biden and the Democratic Party are showing a level of white privilege that is unheralded. I mean, I don't know of anything that could show more white privilege outside of Hillary Clinton skating on her lies. But if this is what you want to hang your hat on, hang away. Hang away. So Pelosi wants to impeach the president over Donald Trump saying, will you look into this issue of the crackhead that got that fat deal? Man, I wouldn't pick that fight with Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump's going to win that fight. The crackhead who got a heck of a deal is not where you want to draw your battle lines. And that's what Nancy Pelosi's doing. And that's why I keep coming back to this, folks. Sometimes you got to step back and ask yourself what's going on. That is a level of desperation that, can you think of anything more desperate? Let me put it this way. Something happens in your house. Somebody's accused of theft. And you've got all these church-going, you know, little Amish kids. And then you have the crackhead, right? And you're missing the TV and mama's jewelry or whatever. And somebody goes, well, check out those Amish kids. Because they're pretty bad. But don't look at the crackhead son of Joe Biden, because he wouldn't do it. You get what I'm saying? It doesn't pass anybody's smell test. And this is the problem that the left has. And it's not going to go away. So while Byron York is talking about procedural stuff, you know, housing, you know, they can move forward with a Ukraine-only impeachment or whatever. Move forward with a Ukraine-only impeachment. Watch what Donald Trump does. Watch what other information gets released. Watch when Donald Trump starts bringing Ukrainians over who are talking about the situation in Ukraine. I don't know what they're going to do, but here's what I can tell you. He's not a stupid man, and he's not going to let this thing go lying down. So let him do it. Anyway, we got to take a short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
White House, the House, and Nancy Pelosi's House, is going to be taking a 2-week vacation after just returning to, and I use my finger quotes, work in August. A 2-week vacation in the midst of this high-level investigation and all this Ukrainian gambit that's going on. They're taking a vacation. Tough job, folks, when you don't want to get anything done. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to call us. This is a message from the President of the United States written November the 10th, 1999 to the Senate. With a view to receiving the advice and consent of the Senate to ratification, I transmit herewith the treaty between the U.S. and Ukraine on mutual legal assistance in criminal matters with annex, signed at Kiev on July 22, 1998. I transmit also for the information of the Senate in the exchange of notes, which was signed on September 30th, 1999, which provides for its provisional application, as well as a report of the Department of State with respect to the treaty. Now, what that document signed by Bill Clinton essentially stated was that Ukraine and the United States would work with each other to solve our legal matters. And so when you talk about impeachment, it's going to be real tough to impeach a president when he provides evidence that says, here's my legal ability to solve matters of state. Secondarily, which I would say primarily, given that he's the leader of the United States and he's talking with other leaders and they're talking about potential corruption that's happening in that country, the president is pretty much covered there. He doesn't even need the treaty between Ukraine and him. He's saying, look, stop meddling. If there is some shenanigans, look into it. The Democrats want to try to make some hay out of it. Good luck with that. I'm summarizing here the show we've done today because it's been all dedicated to these clowns. But if they want to protect the crackhead and his bonehead, creepy father, then go for it. Go for it. See how well the public responds to creepy Joe Biden, who's trying to protect his crackhead son. It's crackhead and creepy, and they want to protect them, which they really don't. They're throwing Joe under the bus, but they think they can get Trump, so it's worth throwing Joe under the bus if you can get a twofer. They ain't even going to get they're not getting the twofer they want. They may get rid of Joe, which is what they want, and I think they do, but they're not getting rid of Donald Trump. And for those of you who are so weak in your resolve that and you're not used to winning, I want to just explain to you, Donald Trump is not going to lose it. His backbone is firm. It's not going anywhere. Dude is going to win this battle. Don't even sweat it. The whistleblower that told us, Trump pressured Ukraine to manufacture dirt on Biden. These are titles, folks. Confirmed. Military aid to Ukraine was held up for unknown reasons. Also, call records were hidden away in classified system. No wonder the AG found the whistleblower credible, right? Adam Schiff is trying to, these are the types of things that he's working with the media to concoct. Trump pressured Ukraine to manufacture dirt on Biden. You don't have to manufacture dirt on Biden. Biden has manufactured it himself. He means manufactured dirt. Call records hidden away in a classified system. Yeah. Why? Because they spied on Donald Trump. There should be a Trump system with his name on it that should be impenetrable. Yeah, it's funny to watch these guys. John Solomon has commented on Crooked Biden. He says the former vice president, who's a 2020 candidate, locked into a specific story about the controversy in Ukraine. He says he insists in the spring of 2016 he strong-armed Ukraine to fire its chief prosecutor solely because Biden believed the official was corrupt and inept, not because a Ukrainian was investigating a natural gas company, Burisma Holding, that hired Biden's son, Hunter, into a lucrative job. But there's one problem. Hundreds of pages have never released memos and documents made from inside the American team helping Burisma to stave off legal troubles conflict with Biden's narrative. Did you hear what I said? The documents that were prepared by the team fighting on behalf of Burisma contradict what Biden says. For instance, it says, Burisma's American legal representative team met with Ukrainian officials just days after Biden forced the firing of the company's chief prosecutor and offered, quote, an apology for dissemination of false information by U.S. representatives and public figures about the Ukrainian prosecutors. This is according to the Ukrainian government's official memo of the meeting. The effort to secure that meeting began the same day the prosecutor's firing was announced. So here's what they're saying. We know we lied about this dude, and we're asking for forgiveness. In addition, Burisma's American team offered to introduce Ukrainian prosecutors to Obama's administrative officials to make amends. According to that memo, the American legal team's internal memos, So they knew what they'd done, and now they're going, okay, how can we make it up, man? I mean, we're really sorry. Good luck, Democrats. I'm going to presume many of my listeners to the Kevin Jackson Show are not aware of what I just told you. But see, this is easy to get information. This isn't even the tough stuff. It would be like there's a secret recording of Biden threatening to get the prosecutor in Ukraine fired. No, it's an open recording. It's easier than that. Oh, there's a recording that he bragged about it, that he would withhold money. It's there. Oh, we have to dig to find out that Hunter Biden has a drug problem, or Hunter Biden is on the board of Burisma Holdings for $50,000, and that company's in a relationship with the company that Hunter Biden works for, and they got a bunch of money, and on and on. You have to look for it. This is so surface, it's crazy. Can you imagine if you dig under the surface of this? Wow. Anyway, they said, the memo raises troubling questions. One, if the Ukraine's prosecutor's firing involved only his alleged corruption and ineptitude, why did Burisma's American legal team refer to these allegations as false information? Two, if the firing had nothing to do with the Burisma case, as Biden has adamantly claimed, why would Burisma's American lawyers contact the replacement prosecutor within hours of the termination and urgently seek a meeting in Ukraine to discuss the case? The Ukrainian prosecutor said they tried to get the information from the U.S. DOJ since the summer of 2018, fearing it might be evidence of possible violations of U.S. ethics laws. They hired a former federal prosecutor to bring the information to the U.S. attorney in New York, who they say showed no interest. Then the Ukrainians reached out to President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Ukraine's new president, Zelensky, told Trump in July that he plans to launch his own wide-ranging investigation into what happened with the Bidens and Burismas. He said this. He didn't need any urging. He says, I'm knowledgeable about the situation, Zelensky said to President Trump, asking the president to forward any evidence he might know about. The issue of the investigation of this case is actually the issue of making sure to restore honesty. So we will take care of that, and we will work on the investigation of the case. Why would the Democrats be fighting for Ukraine to bring integrity back to its elections, to bring integrity back to its community? It's society. Why would they be fighting against that? I think you know the answer. It was a rhetorical question. They said, Biden has faced scrutiny since 2015 of December when the New York Times published a story noting that Burisma hired Hunter Biden just weeks after the VP was asked by Obama to take over U.S.-Ukraine operation. This is, the timing of all this is so funny. And here's the other part that makes me laugh, is Biden has been so on the outside and trying to get money. The dude is just, he's a pauper compared to Obama, compared to Hillary Clinton. I mean, he's lived a relatively stellar career in terms of profiting off of his roles. So Biden finally says, I want to make some money on my role as a senator and a VP. And he does it so horribly that he gets everybody in trouble, including his party. Because the story also alerted Biden's office that Prosecutor General Viktor Shokin had an active investigation of Burisma and its founder. Documents, John Solomon said, I obtained this year detail an effort to change the narrative after the Times story about Hunter Biden, and they wanted to do this with the help of the Obama State Department. Understand, folks, this is the New York Times breaking this story on Joe Biden. The New York Times, not American Thinker, American Spectator, or one of these, one of our conservative type periodicals, but this is the New York Times. No vast right wing conspiracy. And let me tell you, Ukraine is going to be actively investigating and giving stuff back. And if the Democrats move forward with impeachment, and they won't, whether they do or they don't, it doesn't matter, but they won't. Big trouble ahead. Got to leave it there for today, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.